Hello, this is Dr. William Marchand, and this recording provides guided meditations for the mindfulness-based cognitive therapy class. First, let me just go over what's on this recording. We're going to first go over some general instructions for meditation. Then we're going to do the body scan meditation. After that, we'll do a sitting meditation with focus on the breath. Then the 3-minute breathing space meditation. And finally, a sitting meditation watching thoughts and emotions. So first, let's just go over some general information about meditation. Ideally, you should find a place that's quiet and free of distractions for your daily meditation. It's also helpful if you can schedule a regular time each day to meditate. As far as the sitting posture, for doing the sitting meditations, sitting in a chair is recommended. An upright posture with both feet on the floor, hands in your lap, mainly something that's really comfortable, honoring your own body. The body scan meditation can be done sitting, or it can be done lying down, whichever you find more comfortable. Any of the meditations can also be done lying down, but there is a risk of getting drowsy. This may be good if you want to use the meditations at night to go to sleep, but for your daily meditation, if you get drowsy, lying may not be the best choice. So I want to next just remind us about autopilot versus mindful awareness. As you'll remember from class, autopilot is the normal mode of brain function. It's when our mind is thinking about the past or the future. This isn't bad, but autopilot often leads to discontent, as well as depression, anxiety, and stress. When our mind is turning things over and over, and we're getting carried away by our thoughts and emotions, typically this is not helpful. In contrast, mindful awareness is just being aware of the present moment, without trying to fix or change anything. From mindful awareness, we have some distance from our thoughts and emotions, and they become less powerful. We're also able to see things more clearly. In mindful awareness, we're not judging or trying to fix or change anything. We're just accepting reality as it is. That doesn't mean we're passive. Once we see things from a mindful perspective, then we may choose to take action. But we're in a better position and have much more choice than if we're being carried away by thoughts or emotions. So the purpose of meditation is to develop the ability to move out of autopilot. It's important to point out that meditation is not aimed at having a quiet mind. This may happen sometimes, but oftentimes our minds will continue to wander. And what we want to do is gently escort our attention back to the present moment. It can feel discouraging when our minds wander a lot, but in fact this is actually very good meditation, because we want to develop the ability to recognize when our minds are wandering and escort our attention back to the present. So the more times we do that, the more we gain from the meditation. Sometimes one will feel drowsy or sleepy during meditation. Again, this is just normal. And when this happens, we recognize it and move our attention back to being in the present moment. During meditations, we typically use something to anchor our attention. The breath is a particularly good anchor because it's neutral and it's always there. And by keeping our attention on the breath, we're automatically in the present moment. Finally, I just want to say a few words about how to use the different meditations. The body scan and the sitting meditations we're going to do are very useful for your daily meditation practice. We're also going to do the 3-minute breathing space, and it's designed specifically as a tool to move out of autopilot and into mindful awareness when one is either stressed, upset, experiencing unpleasant emotions, or just aware that we're on autopilot. So with those instructions in mind, let's go ahead and move to the first meditation.